Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. But Father, we know that we will bless the Lord at all times. And Father God, your name and your praises shall continually be in our mouth from the rising of the sun even unto the going down. There are, Lord, your name, Father, is to be praised. Therefore, Father, we declare greatness this morning in the lives of your people. Father, we decree victory in the lives of your people everywhere. Father, we declare in your master's name that everything will be done according to your riches and glory. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that your word will live big on the inside of each and every one of us. Father God, we declare that you're turning our business matters around, our business affairs around. We declare breakthrough in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that our finances and our health and our families, our relationship, they are all blessed. Father, we declare, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we declare whatever we touch, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare even as we move and navigate through this day, Lord, that your perfect will be done as we stand in this space. In this morning, Father, we stand in a space called unity. We stand in a space called purpose. We call upon your name because, Father, we know when we call upon your name, you hear us. Father, we stand in a space of great strength and great power. Therefore, Father, we lift our voice up and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Pop this name, we open up the line. We began to pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Eternal Father, we give you thanks, oh God, for your many blessings and for your loving kindness towards us. Father in heaven, we come in the name of Christ Jesus to you tonight, seeking your strength, your joy, your peace, your love, oh God, and your Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth. Holy Spirit, take over and fill us, oh God, once more with your Spirit, your anointing, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for your Spirit, oh, our spiritual leaders, oh God. Lord, for our pastors, our ministers, and our deacons, and missionaries, and evangelists. Lord, we pray, oh God, for their safety and protection. We pray that, oh God, you will continue to lead them in time like this, oh God, so that souls will be born for your kingdom, oh God, and your purpose be fulfilled in their service. Father, we just thank you, oh God, for prophecology. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for your anointing and your presence to be felt among the prophets as they seek to go deeper in you, Lord. God, I pray, oh God, that may everything and plan and prepare to be carried out, and that they will all be empowered, revived, strengthened, and be transformed, oh God. Lord, we also pray for the flagellates, the initiatives, and others, oh God, that they will come away, oh God, with wisdom and understanding of the prophetic. Father God, remember the sick and the shut-ins, oh God. We pray for healing, those in the nursing homes, the hospitals. Visit them, Lord, and cause miracles of healing, oh God, to take place. Fatherless, oh God, the motherless, the orphans, the widow, the widower. Lord, we just ask you, oh God, to continue to furnish them, oh God, with your abundance, knowing, oh God, that you are, oh God, our provider. You are the healer. You are the protector. Lord God, you are the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Rapha. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for who you are, mighty God. You are the Abba Father. Lord God, remember those in grieving, oh God. Lord God, give them joy, give them peace, give them strength. Father God, we decree and declare victory and deliverance. Breakthrough, oh God, for your people. And we just thank you that your purpose, oh God, for our lives will be met. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Oh Lord, thank you for the strengthening, Lord, of the saints, Lord, as we come together again, Lord, for the midnight prayer. Father and Lord, we thank you for the strengthening of the saints, Lord, as we join together during prophecology, Lord. Lord, I just feel it no matter where we are, Lord. Let each and every one of the prophets in poem and each and every member of the Zoe Ministry family be able to feel the energy, feel the anointing, Lord, that is in this time, in this week, in this weekend of prophecology, Lord. And thank you for each and every one who is traveling to New York in this time, Lord. Let there be a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Let them have favor in every traveling situation, Father. Lord, look out for them, Lord. Make sure that they are well kept, Father. Lord, we thank you for the ongoing teaching and growing of the saints, Father. Lord, each and every lesson, Lord, let it not be taken for granted, Lord. Let it be to be internalized, Lord, and be carried out as we go into our different parts of the world, Father, and spread, Lord, the your ministry, Lord, spread the word of God, Lord, and globalize the prophetic, Father, and continue to, Lord, groom us, Lord. Let us continue to pay attention to what is going on in the world, Father. Not be conformed by it, Lord, but be schooled in all the ways and all of the things that we as Christians, Lord, we as warriors, Lord, can do to continue to grow the kingdom of God, Lord. Let us be schooled in every way, in the art, in education, Lord, in the government, in business, Father, in family, in health, Father. Lord, let us heed to the wisdom, Lord, that is all around us, Father, and let us internalize that, bring it, embody it, Father, and also spread it through the kingdom of God, Lord, so that we are the example that the world wants to be like, Father. Let us be the example that the world wants to be, Father. Let us be the example. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You deserve glory. You deserve honor. You deserve everything I have to give and more. Father God, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your divine restoration. We thank you for your wholeness. We thank you for your completion, Father God. We ask that you touch those who are sick and shut in, Father God. We ask that you touch the hearts, Father God. We ask that you touch the lungs, the heart, the back, Father God. We ask that you just touch the bodies, Lord God. We ask for your divine protection, Father God. We ask for your divine peace, Father God. We ask that you just continue to rain down on us, Lord God. We ask that you just enrich your spirit, Father God. We thank you for the gathering of the prophets, Lord God. We ask that your spirit be among in the place, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that you touch those who are there and those who wanted to be there, Father God. We ask that you just touch the teaching, Father God. We ask that you touch the master prophet, Father God. We ask that you touch all of those who are in attendance, Father God. We ask that you allow that hotel to continue to change and never be the same because the prophets were there, Father God. We ask that you watch over everyone, Lord God, that needs your help, Father God. We pray that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Father God. So we thank you for the answering of prayers, Father God. We thank you for the things that you're bringing forth, Father God. We thank you for the breakthroughs, Father Father God. We thank you for breaking the bondage, Lord God, and breaking the yoke, Father God. We thank you for the people who are being set free, Father God, for whom the Son set free is free indeed, Father God. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for the wholeness, Father God. We thank you for your divine healing and impartation of your spirit, Father God. We just thank you for all of the things that you're doing in this earth and in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, and we thank you for your kingdom, for your word is power and quick and anointed, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that the kingdom of God is not a matter of word, but it is of power. And we thank you, Lord, that the kingdom of heaven is within us. And we thank you, Lord God, for your anointing destroys every yoke of bondage, for your kingdom is manifesting your deliverance and your prosperity and your victory on every side, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, for manifesting your glory this week, even in prophecology. We thank you for the anointed teachings that's coming forth. We thank you for manifesting your deliverance and your next level anointing in and through our lives, Lord God. We thank you for taking us higher and deeper in your word on this week, Lord God. We thank you for our Archbishop, who you've raised up, who you're using, Lord God, to bring great revelation to us, oh God. And we thank you for Pastor Providence Deborah Jordan, who you're strengthening to lead and prepare us for this glorious time, Lord God, through your prayer. Lord God, touch every prophet in the order. Touch everyone that's at prophecology and those that are still on their way. We decree and declare safety on the highways and the roads, Lord God, and the airways, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless every home that's represented. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, and I thank you for this morning, Father God. I thank you for life, God. And Father God, this morning I want to stand in the space of the sleeper being awakened in this hour to know you, to touch you, to feel you, to experience you, and of course to trust you, repenting to rethink, Father God, so that they can put all their trust into you, Father God. I thank you for pouring into the Master Prophet in this hour the things that we need to learn and be and transform into for manifestation, that all will be blessed, but you will get the glory and the praise, Father God. Thank you for using us all as vessels in this hour, Father God. And as we're transformed day by day by day to renewing our spirits and getting to know you, that we can call things to be as though they weren't, so that we can walk in the faith, walk in the healing, walk in the glory, Father God. And I'm asking you just to cover continuously the homes of each and every one of us on this line, the families blessed, healed, Father God, delivered, transformed for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this time again to agree in prayer, Lord God, and lift up those at prophecology, Lord God. Have your way and your will, and let impartation and your presence and your anointing flow forth mightily, Lord God. Let there indeed be miracles, Lord God, and testimonies, and even to those of us that are not able to make this one, Lord God, that impartation will flow even through the airwaves, Lord God, as we are all connected. Have your way in all the meetings, Lord God. Thank you for the insight and wisdom that you are bringing, Lord God, the continued growth, even as you challenge us, Lord, to come up higher and continue to shift our mindsets, Lord God. Just continue to help us, Lord, to run the race of perseverance, Lord God, and just be humble before you and obedient to your will and the work that you do in and through us, Lord God. I pray this for each one, and continue to just be with each one of us and our families as well, Lord God, as we allow you to move us forward as you globalize the prophetic. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess W.E.
Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you that you would continue to choose us, Lord God, that you would continue to cover us and be with us, Lord God. We lift every voice on this call tonight, Lord God. We lift up the prayer requests, Lord God, and that we know that, Lord, as we walk in faith and as we stretch and as we sacrifice and as, Lord God, as we sow and as we believe, Lord God, we know that all things are being done for our good, Lord God. We thank you for what you're birthing in this season, Lord God, and I pray, Lord, that none of us, Lord God, abort our mission, abort our purpose, Lord God, before time for manifestation, Lord God. I pray that the miracles be greater and greater. Lord God, thank you for the increase and the provision, Lord God. In your mighty precious name, amen.
Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day, we thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, not only for allowing us to see another day, Lord, but we thank you in advance for healing the sick and shut in. We thank you in advance for not only the gathering of the prophets that are still en route to New York, Lord, but I ask for you to let them have safe traveling mercies on the way back to their homes as well. Lord, I thank you and lift up everyone on the phone call right now. Touch each and every family member connected right now, Lord. Just go out and touch the whole entire world. Lord, we thank you so much for the manifold blessings, and we thank you for being able to come again together in unity on another phone call. And we also lift up our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, continue to strengthen them so that they may carry on the mantle throughout day and day and by. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we just love you on this morning, Father God. You said for us to seek you, Father God, while you may be found. And we call upon you, Father God, while you are near. We thank you, O Father God, for keeping us safe as we take refuge in you, O Father God. Lord, you said that you have assigned our portion unto us and our cup, and you have made our lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places, and surely we have a delightful inheritance. We thank you, O Father God, that we praise you continually, for you counsel us both day and night. So we lift up our family members wherever they may be, Father God. We thank you, O Lord, that you keep them safe from harm. We thank you, O Lord, for each and every angel, Father God, assigned to them, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're going to do as we come into great expectation on today. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Amen. While we live, we will praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God, for being our joy. Thank you, God, for being our happiness. Thank you, God, for being faithful, O God. Thank you, God, for being our refuge in the time of trouble. Thank you, God, for causing walls to fall. Amen, O God. Thank you, God, that nothing is impossible with you, God. And thank you, God, for your healing power, O God. Thank you, God, for healing the sick and those who are in a need of healing, God. God, thank you for healing the spirit, oh God. Thank you for healing the body, oh God. Thank you for healing relationships, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, and we give you all honor and praise and glory, oh God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children and our family and loved ones, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for sowing the seed at Prophecology, being a cheerful giver, God. And thank you, God, for even expectations in sowing the seed, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
KJ Cook, Prophet KJ Cook.
Oh, Lord, thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for covering everyone around me with the blood of Jesus around them. Thank you, Lord, for doing a lot of things for me and my family and everyone that is doing great in their lives. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the community of Zoe Ministry. Thank you for the people that are out there that doesn't have anything to eat or anything. You give them food and stuff to survive. Give them strength and everything. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And Father God,
And Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for putting us all on this earth. And I thank you for healing all of our broken bodies. And I thank you for helping Auntie with her ankle and that it can be healed in no time soon. And that I thank you for giving us sun and light that we can go to sleep, God. I thank you for the food that you put in our bodies, God. I thank you for helping us wake up this morning, God. I thank you for everything you've done, even though sometimes we don't need everything we get. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high even now. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for joy. We thank you for ministry. We thank you for the gathering of the prophets. We thank you for people that are traveling even now, Father God. Allow your traveling mercy to follow them even now through and through. Even now, Father God, cover us in this time, Father God. Allow the miracles to show up and show out, Father God. Allow your will to be done even now, Father God. Order our steps in your way and in your word even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your protection. We continue to lift you up and give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you to life even now, Father God, now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Amen. And, Father God, we thank you even now for this time of fellowship, Father God, this time to just get on another midnight cry, Father God, and just give your name all the praise and give you all the glory, Father God, and just be in the spirit of thankfulness. We want to thank you now, Father God, through this prophecology for the work in the miracles part two. Father God, we want to thank you, Father God, for lifting up each and every leader. We want to thank you, Father God, for lifting up each and every spiritual leader, Father God, and even each and every speaker and guest, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching each and every neophyte, touching each and every initiate, Father God, touching each and every golden seer, temple seer, Father God. I want to thank you for touching each and every temple guard, Father God. Even those that are seekers, Father God, even in the prophetic, Father God, and even those that are just guests, Father God. I want to thank you for covering the body of Christ, Father God, covering your fivefold ministry, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for instilling inside of your people, Father God, purpose, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for your words. I want to thank you even now for the servant of the prophet, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for instilling courage inside of each and every one of us and boldness. I want to thank you for healing, Father God, even now, Father God. And we know that by your stripes that we've been healed, Father God. I want to thank you for all of these things. I want to let you know that we love you. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you just with an open heart just to say thank you, God. Father God, we come to you standing on the word of Jeremiah 30 and 17 saying that my God restore the health unto me and heal all wounds. Father God, I thank you, God, for your word. For Romans 8 and 11 said that the life that has risen from Christ is already has been given to my mortal body, God. And I thank you, God, for the healing. I thank you, God, for the healing to the body of Christ, God. I thank you, God, for the things that you're doing in prophecology of summer 27 prophecology, God. Let your will be done in every area and every area of our life and through this conference, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the working of miracles that is happening already in our finances. I thank you, God, for the working of miracles that is happening in our body. I thank you, God, for the working of miracles that is happening in our life. I thank you, God, for the working of miracles that is happening in our jobs, God. Break through blue, God, and let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And Father God, we bless you. We bless your name today. We bless your people tonight. We thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, Father God, that every prayer request that has been made, Lord, and everyone that has petitioned you for things that they've been waiting on and appear to be delayed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for now prosperity. We thank you, Father God, that you will hasten the word of the Lord in their life, God. We thank you, Father God, that you will begin to hasten the answer and the solution concerning them. In the name of Jesus, hasten the healing and hasten, hallelujah, breakthrough and turnarounds in the lives of your people. We thank you, Father God, for divine uncommon favor. We thank you, Father God, not only just for divine uncommon favor, but God, we thank you, Father God, for divine increase and release for your people, God. You said, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You also said that you If we give, it shall be given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and you will cause men to give unto our bosom. And you also said, Father God, that you will give us power to attain wealth, Father God. You also said that you would do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, Father God. And we thank you for the transfer of wealth that is coming to your people, Father God. We thank you for debt cancellation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that even in this hour that you will cause your dunamis power to begin to flow on this call, and you bring healing and restoration to everybody that is sick and diseased, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for divine protection. We thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace. We thank you, Father God, even for right now, Michael, the archangel that will begin to warfare on our behalf right now. And Father God, we know your word said when the enemy come in as a flood, the Spirit of God will live up a standing against him right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to prevail in every area of our life right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for victory and breakthrough and turnaround in every life right now in your name, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Incredible, Santa. And Father, we bless your name, and we thank you, Lord, for every household that's represented on this call and every individual, Lord, that thought it befitting to be a yes on this call, on this one. Father, we ask that you would bless them, you would keep them, and you would bring satisfaction to their very soul. Father, grant them their desires of their heart, because, Father, you said you're the God that give us the desires of our heart. Father, we thank you right now for what you're about to do, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're already doing. Father, we give your name the praise and thanks. Father, even as we are at Prophet College, Father, Father, we say, let thy will be done. Have your way, Father. Move in and through us, Father, and allow this Prophet College to be unlike any other Prophet College, Father. And, Father, we bless your holy name. Father, we pray for those that are sick and shedding, Father. Touch them, Lord, from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're stirring us up. And, Father, not only are you stirring us up, but you're stirring a miracle for us, Father. Touch those that need to be touched, Father, in a very special way. And as we move and navigate through this day, Father, Father, we say, let thy will be done, and let us move as men and women of great strength, great power, and great wisdom, Father. Let us demonstrate your word and your wisdom, even as we flow and go throughout this day, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Company of Prophets, and to our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We want to thank you all. Pastor, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, wanting to know, tomorrow night, midnight prayer call, would we be doing that right after Prophetology downstairs?
Yes,
right after the conference where we can meet together?
Yes, we will be doing that on tomorrow, well, really tomorrow morning, 12 midnight. We'll be downstairs praying for those that would like to come. And we're just going to let go and let God. We still want to invite our family, those that have been coming on the call, wherever you are. We want to encourage you to still come on the call, but it's going to be just live. And you are a part of that. And we just want to open up this open invitation for you to come and to join us on tomorrow morning. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. All right. And I believe we'll be at a conference call at 9 a.m. Prophetess Bethany, do you know any other updates? I know I haven't been able to kind of hop around and go to the different staff meetings and stuff like that here while we're at Prophecology, but are we having a 9 a.m. conference call in the morning? All right. Well, I'm going to say we're going to stay tuned, and we will be having that. And I do know that Pop Life will be having the recording happening around 12 noon. All right. I want to say good night and God bless. And
good night. God bless.
Good night.
And
God
have
bless.
A great morning.
Good night. God bless you.